那么呢，我希望通过比较这些人物的时候，帮助我们去考虑人要为什么事情去发热心呢？
So by through comparing these different characters, I hope we can understand what type of objects that we should be zealous for.
所以今天呢，我们要看两个女人。
And today we're going to look at two women.
这个故事的开始呢，是讲到一个以法莲人，他的名字叫以利加拿。
Today's story starts with a person, a man from Ephraim, and his name is Elkanah.
他有两个妻子。
He has two wives.
一个叫哈拿，一个叫比利拿。
One is named Hannah, and the other one is Peninnah.
比利拿呢有儿女，圣经说，但是哈拿呢却没有儿女。
Peninnah, according to the Bible, had children, but Hannah did not.
那从圣经一章二节里面呢，我们可以推算呢，哈拿应该呢是这个。丈夫以利加拿的第一个妻子。
So according to verse 2, we can guess that the Hannah is Elkanah's first wife.
很可能因为他不能生孩子呢，这个以利加拿才再娶比利拿。
It's quite possible that because her inability to produce children, that Elkanah married another woman.
第三节讲到了这个以利加拿呢，其实他是一个很虔诚的一个人来的。
And verse 3 tells us that Elkanah is actually a very faithful man.
每年呢，他会去当时的示罗，去敬拜耶和华。
And every year he will go to the city at the time called Shiloh to worship the Lord.
你要知道呢，撒母耳记呢是在士师的时代。
You need to know that the book of Samuel was written during the era of Judges.
如果你看过士师记的时候，你知道以色列人当时呢，进前崇拜耶和华的人呢，不是很多。
If you have gone through the book of Judges, you know that there weren't too many faithful men at that time in Israel that will worship the Lord.
还有呢，当时他们还没有自己的王帝，
都还是没有，
没有。
At that time, they did not have any kings.
还有呢，他们还没有，还没有圣殿呢，还没把他们敬拜的地点呢搬去耶路撒冷。
At that time, they did not have a house of the Lord or a holy temple, and they have not moved their worship location to Jerusalem.
四到八节里面呢，讲到这两个女人的关系了。
Verses 4 through 8 tells us about the relationship between these two women.
基本上，这个丈夫呢，每逢献祭的时候呢，他献祭以后呢，都会把这些祭物分给他们的太太，他的太太。
So this man, after each worship, he would divide up the meat between these two wives.
比利拿呢，跟他的儿女拿一份。
Peninnah would receive one portion.
但是呢，哈拿却拿两份。
But Hannah instead would receive two portions.
这个原圣经说，因为呢，以利加拿爱哈拿。
And the Bible tells us it's because of Elkanah's love for Hannah.
比利拿呢，他见到哈拿没有儿女的时候呢，他就做他的对头啊。
When Peninnah realized that Hannah is not able to produce offspring, she became Hannah's rival.
然后呢，他就大大的激动他。
So she greatly provoked Hannah,
让他生气
and to irritate her.
甚至还有讲到，他每年年如是，常常是这样子的。
And the Bible also tells us that she does year after year, often this way.
那你看了这个故事以后呢，我们就要比较这两个女人。
So after you read the story, we need to compare these two women.
比利拿的热心是什么呢？
What is the zeal of Peninnah?
那正如我们讲过，每一个人都有他的发热心的对象。
Just like we have said previously, that every person as an object of her zeal.
以利拿也不例外。
Penela is not an exception.
那么她的对象就是妒忌。
Her object of zeal is jealousy.
她得不到她丈夫的爱。
She's not able to obtain her husband's love.
她也不希望其他人得到。
And she did not want anyone else to obtain that love either.
所以呢，她就针对这个哈娜。
And that's why she went after Hannah.
比利拿呢，没有因为神给她儿女呢而发快乐。
Penela did not rejoice because the Lord had given her children already.
反而呢，她希望把她的快乐建立在哈娜的痛苦上。
Instead, she wants to build her joy on top of Hannah's grief.
年年呢，在献祭的时候呢，就是祭东哈娜。
And she was jealous of Hannah every year during a time of worship.
气到对方呢，连饭也吃不下。
She irritated Hannah to the extent that Hannah was not able to eat.
妒忌的人呢，他最爱就是比较。
People of jealousy love comparison the most.
他们比较的方法呢，很多时候呢，就是通过他数算他人生的痛苦的时候呢，告诉你。
So the way they compare is they count their own personal afflictions during time of suffering.
比方说呢，有些同学他会告诉你，哎，他的父母对他怎么怎么不好啊。
For example, some classmates would tell you that they have been mistreated by their parents.
别的同学呢，放假的时候都可以回国，但是呢，他却不能呢。
All the other people are able to return home during holidays, however, he cannot.
或者呢，这些有人会告诉你，他的师父是多么不好啊。
And some people will tell you that their teachers have mistreated them.
师父是daughter-in-law.
Daughter-in-law.
Okay.
Their daughter-in-law also mistreated them.
他明知我身体不好了，还要在我面前吃螃蟹。
Their health is not good, but yet they have to eat the crabs in front of me.
他知道我身体不好，还要在我面前吃螃蟹。
Okay.
比利拿呢，他的热心呢，是一个我说呢，他是一个无益的一个热心，没有益处的一个热心。
So the zeal for Penela is one that had no benefits.
是一场虚空啊。
It's one that's empty.
因为呢，他希望去激动哈拿，但是他激动哈拿以后，还是得不到他丈夫的宠爱。
So she was provoking Hannah, but even after provoking Hannah, she was not able to receive love from her husband.
所以一个妒忌的人呢，其实是很悲惨的。
So it's actually a very sad ending for one who's full of jealousy.
因为她常常记得自己的痛苦。
Because she often recalls her own miseries.
成为一个怨天尤人的一个人。
And becomes a person that's constantly complaining or whining.
她拿的热心是什么呢？
However, what is the zeal of Hannah?
那你要先了解她拿的处境。
You have to understand Hannah's situation first.
你要了解呢，女人在旧约社会里面地位是很低的。
That the status of woman in the Old Testament biblical time was very low.
我们找到了犹太人的拉比呢，从前的祷告。
So we would find rabbis to pray.
找到他们祷告的这个记录，他们为剪纸感谢神。
So we found a recording of the old Israelites rabbis, and they would write the following.
他说：“我感谢神，我不是一条狗。”
That they would write that they would be thankful to God that they're not dogs.
我也不是外邦人。
That they're not Gentiles.
我也不是驴人。
That they're not women either.
所以你知道女人呢在他们社会的地位呢是很低的。
So according to that, you know the status of women in their society is very low.
其中一个原因就是他们不能找到工作。
One reason is because they could not find jobs.
我昨天看一个新闻呢，就是讲到呢，在现在的埃及啊，有一个女人。
Yesterday I saw news. It's about a woman in modern time Egypt.
她先生去世了。
Her husband had passed away.
那么呢，她知道她找不到工作，她怎么办呢？
She knew she was not able to find a job. You know what she did?
她当成一个男人。
She pretend to be a man.
去工作了四十多年了。
And worked for 40 plus years.
所以呢，其实当时在中东这个古代的旧约的时代也是一样，女人找不到工作的。
So it's the same way back in the in ancient Old Testament biblical time.
所以他们唯一的依靠是什么？
So what's their only means of survival?
就是她的丈夫。
And that's their husband.
但是如果你丈夫比你早去世的时候，那么你怎么办呢？
So what would you do if your husband passed away before you?
就是你的儿女成为你的依靠了。
And the children then becomes the ones you rely on.
所以你明白哈拿当时的压力是多大。
So now you know how much pressure Hannah was under.
她没有儿女。
She had no children.
她如果她的丈夫真的死掉的时候呢，大概她也不会拿到任何的财产。
If her husband really passed away before her, she probably would not receive much inheritance.
因为你有儿女，你才会拿到财产。
Because you would inherit only because you have children.
所以呢，很可能呢，如果她丈夫死掉的时候，比利拿呢就会马上把她赶出家门了。
It's very possible that Penela would drive Hannah out of their house as soon as her husband dies.
另外一件事情呢，如果你看这段圣经的时候，你留意一件事情，圣经呢两次强调呢是耶和华使哈拿不能生育的。
If you read the Bible carefully, you notice that it said twice that it was the Lord that closed Hannah's womb.
这个不单只圣经的作者知道哦，哈拿自己也知道。
So it's not only the author of the book knew about this. Hannah herself also knew.
因为当他在第二章第五节里面祷告的时候，他承认呢是神赐孩子给人的。
Because in the fifth verse of the second chapter, she acknowledged that it was the Lord that would give children to women.
所以一个人面对没有孩子。
So a person who is confronted with the fact that she had no children,
本身这件事情已经是一个很大的羞辱。
And this has brought her shame.
还有呢，她担心如果她丈夫死掉的时候，她没有依靠。
And she was concerned that she would not have anyone to depend on if her husband died.
现在每一天有一个人坐你对头，就是要嘲笑你。
And then there's this person who has become your rival.Who wants to irritate you every day?
我想呢，我一定会发疯。
I believe that I would have gone mad.
如果我不发疯的时候呢，我就好像，圣经另外一个人物就是拉结。
Even if I didn't go mad, I would probably become like another character in the Bible, Rachel.
拉结生不出孩子的时候呢，他就对他丈夫雅各说：“你给我孩子，不然我就死。”
When Rachel saw that she was not able to produce children, she said to her husband Jacob, "That give me children, or I will die."
很多人呢，他为了自己的生活了，为了自己的面子了，或者呢，为了报仇呢，来发热心。
So many people produce their zeal for various reasons, such as revenge, because they're or for their own livelihood.Or for other reasons.
但是呢，哈拿却不一样。
But Hannah was different.
她为了什么事情呢，让她发热心呢？
So what did she do to produce her zeal?
她就是为神发热心。
She produced her zeal for God.
我们可以从她三个反应里面呢，你看出来。
And we can conclude that from her three reactions.
第一个反应呢，就是她的，她是她祷告的时候呢，是倾心靠意的祷告，故意的祷告。
So the first indication is that when she prayed, she poured her heart, her soul out.
比利拿激动她。
Penella provoked her.
你知道呢，她哭，还有呢，她连饭也吃不下了。
She provoked Hannah until Hannah started to weep and was not able to eat.
但是呢，她没有骂对方哦。
But Hannah never scolded the Penella.
反而呢，她就走跑到神的这个神的殿的门前呢，去痛哭跟祷告。
Instead, she came to the front door of the house of the Lord, and she cried and she prayed.
我们从哈拿的祷告里面呢，你了解她对神的认识。
Through her prayer, you understand her understanding of the Lord.
她在一章十一节里面呢，她称耶和华为万军之耶和华。
In verse 11, chapter 1, she called the Lord of hosts.
那这句话，这个称呼呢，是圣经里面第一次出现的。
And this title for the Lord appeared for the first time in the Bible here.
换句话说呢，亚伯拉罕没有剪纸讲过，摩西也没有剪纸讲过。
In other words, neither Abraham nor Moses called the Lord by this name.
那么，什么叫万军之耶和华呢？
So what does she mean by Lord of hosts?
你知道从前的人呢，他对神的观念呢，是一个地方的一个神。
People's understanding of the Lord at that time is one of a regional sense.
所以呢，山有山神。
So mountain has its own gods.
国家有国家的神。
And nations have its own gods.
但是在哈拿的心目中呢，耶和华是万军之耶和华，就是全地的、全世界的神。
So in her mind, however, this God is one of all places, of all nations. It's an almighty one.
但是呢，也就是说耶和华是自大的神。
In other words, that this God, this Lord of hers is the utmost, almightiest God.
还有呢，他相信一件事情呢，就是呢，这位自大的神呢，是一个看顾他的神。
And she also believed one other thing, that this almighty God is one that looks after her.
其实呢，这个认识是一个很重要的一个认识。
And this understanding is a very important one.
我想起呢，我年轻的时候，我第一次去教会的时候是13岁。
I remember when I was young, the first time I attended the church at the age of 13.
我认识了我当时的少年团契的导师。他是19岁。
I met the teacher for our youth group who was 19 at the time.
那么呢，我们就成为很好的朋友。
We became good friends.
他后来呢就成为一个医生。
And he became a doctor later.
我呢就去了美国念大学。
And I came to the U.S. to study in college.
他是一个肠胃科的一个专科。
He's an internal medicine specialist.
那么当时呢，我就在想，如果有一天我有什么奇难杂症，我一定去找他了。
And I said to myself that one day if I have a difficult illness to diagnose, I will go approach him.
我没有想过呢，过了20年以后呢，他在他的职业上面呢，有怎么招人的成就。
I did not realize that he had such accomplishment after 20 years.
在2003年呢，他是亚洲时代杂志的封面人物。
And in 2003, he was the Asia Time Magazine's cover person.
同一年呢，中国总理温家宝他见面了哈，他们。
And the same year that he had a chance to meet the premier of China.
那一年呢，也是我爸爸呢发现他患了直肠癌的一年。
And that was also the year that my father found out that he had colon cancer.
那么我有一位肠胃科的权威的朋友，我不是很方便去找他吗？
Well, isn't it convenient that I happen to have a good friend who specializes in internal medicine?
但是最后我没有找他哦。
But I did not go find him.
我没有勇气哦。
I did not have the courage.
二十年没有联络这个人哦。
And I did not stay in contact for 20 years.
他还记得我吗？
Does he remember me still?
你认识一个很厉害的人物没有用哦。
It doesn't help to know somebody who is powerful.
但是人家会不会记得你呢？
The question is whether that person will remember you.
所以呢，哈拿不单只认识耶和华是万军之耶和华。
Hannah not only understands that the Lord is an almighty one.
虽然他知道他在社会的地位呢，比起一条狗跟一个外邦人是同等的。
But even though she understood.That her social status is no better than a dog or a Gentile.
但是呢，他相信他可以来到耶和华面前，把他的苦情告诉他。
But she believed that she can come before the Lord and tell him about her afflictions.
这个就是哈拿对神的热心的第一个表现。
And this is the manifestation of Hannah's zeal for God.As far as the first point,
Hannah 对神发热心的第二个表现呢，就是她献上最爱。
The second manifestation of Hannah's zeal for God is the fact that she gave the best to the Lord.
一章十一节里面呢，就是她许愿的一句话。
Verse 11 in chapter 1 is one of her prayers.
她说：“万军之耶和华啊，你若随顾。”婢女的苦情，顾念不忘婢女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。
She prayed that, O Lord Almighty, if you only look upon your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head.
那你。我们都会在苦难里面那许愿的，很多人都会。
Quite often we will pray, many of us will, during our suffering.
但是我们一般的许愿是这样子。
Quite often many of our vows are like the following.
就是神啊，如果你给 A 给我，我就奉献 B 给你。
We often tell God, if you give me A,Then I will give you back B.
但是呢，哈拿的祷告不是这样子。
But Hannah's prayer was different.
她说：“如果神你给我一个儿子，我就把他奉献给你。
”And Hannah's prayer was that, God, if you give me a son, I will offer him to you.
不用剃头刀剃他的头呢，就是讲到他成为一个拿撒勒人。
So a no razor.The fact that no razor would touch his head means that Nazareth?
Yeah, Nazareth.
It become a man of Nazareth.
所以呢，他就是他愿意把他的儿子终身的献给耶和华。
In other words, she was willing to dedicate her son to the Lord for all the days of his life.
你有没有见到呢？哈拿他的不合理呀、
啊、？Do you find the The illogical thinking with Hannah.
你求一个儿子，你不希望享受做父母的快乐吗？
You have been praying for a son. Don't you want to enjoy the relationship that's going to come between parents and son?
你不希望你的儿子将来长大以后养你吗？
Don't you want your son to take care of you once they grow up?
但是哈拿说，我把他奉献给神。
But Hannah said instead.That she would give the son to the Lord.
有些人问，那么跟没有孩子有什么分别呢？
So some people may ask, what's the difference between in her case versus one that never had a son?
所以你可以说呢，一个为神发热心的人，很在外人来看，他是一个疯子。
So you may say that a person who has zeal for God may be regarded by outsiders as one that who is crazy.
在耶稣的时代里面，玛利亚用一个 价值30块银子的香膏膏耶稣。
So back in the time of Jesus, Mary used a perfume that's worth 30 ounces of silver to anoint Jesus.
30两银子就是300天的工资。
At that time, that amount of silver is worth 300 days of wages.
门徒觉得他们浪费。
And the disciples, the apostles thought that it was a waste.
但是如果你为神发热心的时候，你会把握奉献给神的机会。
However, if you have zeal for God, you will take advantage of every opportunity you have to serve the Lord.
你不会等到他，你退休的时候才侍奉他。
You will not wait until after you retire.
因为你不知道你当时还有没有机会。
Because you will not know whether you have an opportunity then or not.
他拿的他是一个信心跟他的行为并行的一个人。
Hannah is one where her faith is comparable to her actions with the Lord.
她长出来也做得到。
She talks about it, but she also acts upon it.
当她得到她的儿子撒母耳的时候，她没有跟神讨价还价，她就等他断奶以后就送到神的面前。
So after she did receive her son Samuel, she did not negotiate.With the Lord. Instead, after Samuel was weaned, she gave the son to the Lord.
很多人呢觉得你对神发热心，岂不是很惨吗？
So some people may say that isn't a very disappointing ending to have zeal for God.
你常常要把你最爱、最宝贵的东西送给神。
Quite often, you have to give the Lord your best.
很多人知道呢，我本来是一个做电脑的人，后来。做了牧师呢，他都会问我，为什么你当时有这个决定呢？
So many people would ask me why I made the decision to transition from a computer engineer to becoming a pastor.
我给他们只是一个很简单的答案，就是我喜欢侍奉神。
My answer has been quite simple, and that is I enjoy serving the Lord.
这个也是哈拿呢，他对神发热心的第三个表现。
And this is the third manifestation of Hannah's zeal for God.
就是她以神为乐。
And that the Lord is Hannah's joy.
当哈拿奉献撒母耳给神的时候呢，她就做了第二章的一个祷告。
So when Hannah dedicated Samuel to the Lord, she made her prayers that are written in chapter 2.
如果你看这个祷告的时候呢，你会发觉一件事情。你几乎找不到他，得到撒母耳的这个事情在他的祷告里面。
So in her prayer, you notice one thing, which is that there's no trace, there's almost no trace of her, of the fact that she had received Samuel as her son.
她没有为，可以说她没有为这个事情感谢神。
She did not spend time to thank God for this.
她所有这个她的祷告。其实都是，集中在他赞美神的里面。
Her entire prayer is focused on her praises for the Lord.
她也没有为她的儿子的将来去祷告。
And she did not pray for her son's future either.
如果我们很快的看这段经文的时候，哈拿的意思，他在第一节里面就讲到耶和华是他的快乐。
And so let's look at these verses. In verse 1, Hannah talks about that the Lord is her joy.
耶和华是她的脚，就是她的力量的意思。
That the Lord is her horn. In other words, that's the source of her strength.
耶和华也是她的荣耀。
And that the Lord is also her delight.
荣耀就是好像她的 honor 的意思，她能够在她敌人面前张口的意思呢，就是他可以把他的头抬起来，把他的敌人吞下去的意思。
So the Lord is also her honor, and because now she's able to use her mouth to boast over her enemies.
第二节里面呢，讲到形容耶和华呢是圣。
And the second verse talks about the fact that the Lord is holy.
这个字在圣经里面就有分别出来的意思。
And in the Bible, this word means being separated from.
所以呢，他就是讲到耶和华是一个与众不同的神。
And she's referring to the Lord as a God who's different from everyone else.
他没有东西可以跟他比较，他也是好像磐石一样非常可靠。
And there's nothing that's comparable to the Lord, and the Lord is also like the rock.
第三到第五节讲到了人不要向神夸口。
Verses 3 through 5 tells people not to boast in front of the Lord.
因为他被一个勇士的弓，背起一个富有的人的宝足，还有背起一个妈妈有儿女呢，更可靠。
Because the Lord is more trustworthy than a warrior's bow. Lord is more trustworthy than a mother with children. And the Lord is more trustworthy than a rich man with a lot of wealth.
六到七节讲到神的主权。
And verses 6 and 7 talks about God's authority.
最后他又讲到了神的他会保护他的圣民，审判地上的恶人。
And later, it talks about that God would safeguard his faithful servant.
他呢，在整个事情，从他被人嘲笑，到他没有生孩子，到他奉献他的孩子，全件事上，他能够经历神的美好。
So through this entire journey,From the time that she was treated with contempt by her rival, to the time that she was blessed with a child, to the time that she dedicated her child to the Lord, she was able to experience the beauty of the Lord.
外人觉得她牺牲很大。
Outsiders would think that she had sacrificed a great deal.
但是对哈拿来说，她就是因为这个经历，她能够在神里面找到满足。
But to Hannah, she was able to find satisfaction through her experience with the Lord.
一个以神为乐的人，也是一个为神发热心的一个人。
One who delights in the Lord is also one who will have zeal for the Lord.
因为他能够经历人生的满足。
Because that person will experience a personal satisfaction.
在我们中间里面呢，我们有一些年纪很轻的，也有一些年纪比较大的。
So among us, there are those of us who are young in age and those who are mature at age.
无论呢你在人生里面是哪一个阶段
，Regardless what stage of life you are in，
那么其实我们都要问一个问题，就是你要为什么事情发热心呢
？We always have to ask ourselves a question, and that is what is our zeal target for？
你的人生要为了什么东西？而燃点呢
？So how would your life be characterized by？
有些人呢，就是为了仇对啊，为了他的工作啊，为了他的儿女的。
Or some people have zeals for sports teams, for their jobs or for their children.
有些人可能就是为了他的享受。
And some people may have zeal for their own enjoyment.
有一天我回顾我祷告的事情呢。
One day I recalled my prayer items.
我就发现我常常为了三样事情祷告。
I learned that I often pray for three things.
我家里的缸鱼。
The fish in my fish tank.
我的相机，比方说我希望有一个新的相机。
My wish for a new camera.
或者是我希望去旅游。
And my desire to travel.
那么呢，有一天我觉得呢，这换句话说，这个就是我发热心的事情了。
But in other words, these are the things that I'm zealous for.
所以你说人生真是很空虚啊。
So you indeed that life is full of voids.
所以后来我就告诉自己了。
And then I told myself,
我不要再为这些事情常常在神面前祷告。
I will not.Pray before God for these things.
我讲一次告诉神，我就相信他知道我的需要。
I will tell God one time, and I believe that He'll take care of my needs.
他要做什么决定就由他做。
Whatever decision He makes is up to Him.
因为我希望我能够以神为乐。
Because I want to be able to delight in the Lord. So, because if we have God as our object of zeal, that God will look on us.
你看这个故事的最后的时候, 当, 哈拿把他的儿子奉献给神的时候, 神把更多的儿子赐给他, 是他没有向神祈求的。
So at the end of the story, you'll find out that after Hannah dedicated Samuel to God, the Lord has blessed her with many more children that she did not pray for.
所以我希望我们大家也可以为神发热心。
So I hope that all of us will be zealous for God.
我们最后一同祷告。
And let's pray together.
亲爱的天父,
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们为到我们的人生交托在主手里面。
And for our life in this world, we lift them up to you.
我们过去可能为了不同的事情去发热心。
We may have been zealous over different things in the past.
但是我们最后所发现的只是一场的虚空。
But what we have discovered and understood at the end is that they're all empty things.
所以我们希望我们将来为神你发热心。
So we pray that we will be zealous for you, our God, in the future.
因为你是万军之耶和华。
Because you are the Lord of hosts.
还有你是顾念我们的神。
And you are the God who looks upon us.
当我们为神发热心的时候, 我们就能以神为乐。
When we become zealous for God, we will be able to have our joy in the Lord.
并我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
And thank you for listening to our prayer and pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们现在呢是教会每一个月一次的圣餐。
And now it's time for our church's monthly communion.
也是在我们敬礼以后呢第一次的圣餐了。
And this is our first